brewers.co.uk. Brewers, the go-to destination for decorating. Get busy.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 7 o'clock. Relatives of a British passenger have confirmed that he survived this morning's Air India crash in Ahmedabad. It came down just seconds into its flight to Gatwick, seeming to explode as it hit a nearby doctor's hostel. Vishwas Kumar Ramesh was able to walk away from the wreckage. His brother, Nayan Kumar, was supposed to pick him up from London's Gatwick Airport and has spoken outside the family's home in Leicester.
He video called my dad. As he crashed, he said, our plane's crashed. I don't know where my brother is. I don't see any other passengers. I don't know how I'm alive, how I exited the plane.
The Prime Minister says the images from India of this morning's plane crash are devastating. Keir Starmer says the government is doing all it can to support families affected.
Obviously, the investigation is going on. We've dispatched an investigation team that's been deployed. The Foreign Secretary is leading on this, and we'll obviously update as soon as we can. But we're working with the Indian authorities on this to establish the facts.
The King says he's desperately shocked and has asked to be kept up to date. Lord Karan Billiamorie, the co-chair of the Indian All-Party Parliamentary Group and crossbench peer, told us it's unimaginable.
Everyone thinks at this time is, what happened? How could this have happened? How could anyone have seen the sad film of the plane taking off and then, crashing? How could that have happened in an aircraft that has had a safety record that's been excellent, this Boeing 787?
Yes.
I don't think that they've ever had a crash.
Sarah Stewart is an aviation lawyer who explains what will happen over the coming days.
First of all is the official accident investigation that will be led by the Indian authorities. Bearing in mind the number of British nationals on board, we would expect the English Air Accident Investigations branch to be involved in that investigation.
Tonight's weather, cloudy with patchy rain in the west, clearer in the north and east with lows of 6, humid in the south with a low of 12 Celsius. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Mike Powell.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Hello from me, Zeb. Sounds lovely to be with you on Thursday evening. 3 hours of beautifully relaxing music on the way. And we will begin with Bach and his Air on the G-string.
Relaxing evenings with Zeb Soans
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Relaxing evenings on Classic FM.
John Rutter conducted the Cambridge Singers and the Aurora Orchestra in his Requiem Aeternum, and we began with Bach's Air on the G-String, played by Il Giardino Armonico. Good evening, welcome to Thursday on Classic FM, Zeb Soans with you. Lovely to have your company. Hope you've had a good day. And in this first hour, we will hear Alexis French's Returning to You and the Greek dance from Gounod's The Tribute of Zamora. Oh, and Elgar's Rosemary too, all after the love theme from Nina Rota's Romeo and Juliet.
Classic FM. Thank you.
We heard Nino Rota's love theme from Romeo and Juliet, Nick Rain conducting the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra, and then Alexis French's Returning to You, an appropriate piece for Lynn from Staplehurst, who is returning home after what she says has been a shocker of a day. She writes in a text to 61812, "I'm usually home by now, Zeb, and enjoying your wonderful music. It is also my 67th birthday, and I could really do with a dedication to help me on the drive home. Thank you." Well, my pleasure. Many happy returns, Lynn, and I hope the evening only gets better for you from here on. Here is, to mark your birthday, Mendelssohn, and this, his Symphony No. 4, known as the Italian. Here's the third movement on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Agnese Sagan conducted the third movement from Mendelssohn's Italian Symphony, his fourth symphony. Seb Soane's with you this Thursday evening on Classic FM. Lovely to have you with me. Charles Gounod now and his Greek dance from his last work that he wrote for the stage, The Tribute of Zamora, performed for us by the London Symphony Orchestra.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Thank you.
the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields with Handel's Saraband, and before that it was the London Symphony Orchestra and the Greek Dance from Charles Gounod's The Tribute of Zamora. Jess from Portsmouth says in a text, Dear Zeb, thank you for playing my favourite piece. It has set me up for a good day of teaching. Well, great to hear from you. If you'd like to get in touch this evening, 61812, or you can send an email to classicfm.com.
Thank you. Jian Wang and Kamerata Salzburg with the second movement of Matthias Georgmann's Cello Concerto in G minor. Well, this next work on Classic FM by Elgar was originally written as a piano piece in 1882 and entitled Sweet Thought. He later retitled it Rosemary, That's for Remembrance, taken from Shakespeare's Hamlet, where Ophelia mentions Rosemary as a symbol of remembrance. It's performed for us here on Classic FM this evening by the Royal Northern Sinfonia.
Relaxing evenings with Zeb Soans
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Peter Maxwell Davis played his own piece, Farewell to Stromness, and before that, Elgar's Rosemary. Neville Mariner conducted the Royal Northern Symphonia. I was visiting Elgar's birthplace recently when I was at the Elgar Festival and saw the grave to Elgar's beloved dog, Mina. We often play that piece here on Classic FM. Well, this evening, Annette and James from Wimborne in Dorset are listening with their dog, a little cockapoo called Molly. They say in a text to 61812, Zeb, you're the only one on Classic FM who she responds to. She's in your hands, so please play anything that will hit the spot with all of us. Well, let's see how Molly responds to a little Dvorak, shall we, now on Classic FM. This comes from his Symphony No. 8. Thank you. Semyon Bychkov conducted the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra in the third movement from Dvořák's Eighth Symphony. Well, stay with me, Zeb Soans, as we enter our next hour together, heading deep to Middle Earth and Howard Shore's music from The Lord of the Rings.
Classic FM.
Weekend mornings sound even better with Classic FM.
I'm Tim Leoro. I love waking up with you every weekend morning, and I can promise you loads of fantastic music to get the day going. Musical sunshine, relaxing favourites, movie music, the Classic FM Hall of Famer. Yep, it's all here, along with that wonderful weekend feeling.
Classic FM Weekend Breakfast. Saturday and Sunday mornings from 7 with Mournflake. 350 years of great British porridge.
Here comes Steve, with the satisfied smile of a man who's checking out at midday after a great night's sleep and a delicious unlimited brekkie. See the untamable bedhead hair, and if you look really close, you can see that properly well-rested glow, which can only mean one thing. Last night, he slept at Premier Inn. Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. Breakfast subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
If I need an eye test, I don't go to Specsavers.
One thing you won't see at Specsavers is me.
Do I go?
Yes!
I mean, no. Me, I don't go to Specsavers. Nor you, eh, Spike?
Should have gone to Specsavers. Nah.
Hi, Specsavers. Here for your eye test.
They come to me instead.
Come in. Kettle's on.
Oh, thank you.
If you can't go to Specsavers unaccompanied, we could come to you. See if you're eligible at specsavers.co.uk/home visits.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale is now on. I bet you beds are excited.
Oh, yeah. We're bouncing.
Don't miss up to 40% off a range of stylish beds and comfy mattresses.
But don't hang about. You snooze, you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
It's time to reserve your place at the unmissable Kia Electric Experience. Be one of the first to see our highly anticipated new electric vehicles. The sporty Kia EV4, an athletic hatchback with advanced electric power. And the spacious Kia EV5, an SUV with a perfect blend of versatility and performance. Discover our award-winning electric range, including this year's UK and World Car of the Year, the EV3. Secure your exclusive place today. Search the Kia Electric Experience.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
Have you ever felt like your investment advisor is giving you an off-the-shelf retirement plan? That they just want to put you in a box? But who wants that? At Fisher Investments UK, we never put you in a box. We create a plan that's just right for you, because it's only right for us if it's right for you. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
Here comes Steve, with the satisfied smile of a man who's checking out at midday after a great night's sleep and a delicious unlimited brekkie. See the untamable bedhead hair. And if you look really close, you can see that properly well-rested glow. Which can only mean one thing. Last night, he slept at Premier Inn. Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. Breakfast subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
The Classic FM Music Teacher of the Year Awards are back.
With £20,000 worth of prizes for schools, thanks to Viking.
Visit classicfm.com.
Find the latest travel news at classicfm.com.
They might reorganise your shelves,
help you work from home,
or let you know your plants need repotting. But the real mischief's in
Felix,
appearing immediately when their favourite food's served.
With the irresistible range of Felix food.
It's great to be
the most relaxing music.
Classic FM.